This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 6th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Nightfall will bring a comfortable breeze, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump warns there will either be an Iran deal or the U.S. will finish the job, according to Ynet, just 38 minutes ago. Also, the IDF has struck 5 terrorists in northern Gaza, as reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also this hour, former Israeli hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen have wed in an emotional ceremony, according to Forward. Separately, dozens have been killed in the deadliest clash between the Houthis and Yemeni forces since 2022, as I-24 News reported earlier today. And finally, Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today that a new report pushes for IRGC accountability, stating Iran targeted civilians as a war tactic. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News shared just under an hour ago that Trump humorously commented on his health, saying he trusts doctors as long as they tell him he's healthy. Al Arabiya English reported 1 hour ago that rapid support forces have set entire villages ablaze in Sudan's North Darfur. David Keyes posted an hour ago that the IDF has successfully destroyed Hamas tunnels in Gaza. Now for more on those stories, starting with the US and Iran. Ynet reports that former President Trump has issued a stark warning. He stated the US would finish the job if no Iran deal is reached. This follows indirect talks that ended without visible progress. Tehran remains defiant, especially after Khamenei's funeral. Washington continues to seek a diplomatic solution. The region watches closely as these developments could reshape Middle Eastern alliances. Turning to Gaza, JNS details that the IDF targeted and struck 5 terrorists in the north. Among them was a member of Hamas's elite Nukba force. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions along the border. The operation highlights Israel's ongoing security efforts. Residents nearby remain on high alert as the threat of retaliation looms. Meanwhile, in a heartwarming story from Forward, former Israeli hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen have tied the knot. This marks the first marriage of hostages taken during the October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas. Their union symbolizes resilience and hope. It offers a poignant reminder of personal triumphs amid national strife. In Yemen, as reported by I-24 News, clashes between the Houthis and Yemeni forces have escalated. This is the deadliest encounter since 2022, with dozens killed or wounded. The violence threatens a fragile truce maintained since last year. Regional stability is at risk if these hostilities continue. Finally, a new report covered by Jerusalem Post calls for accountability within Iran. Advant Uri Morad argues that the IRGC's missile campaign, which targeted civilians, was a tactic of war. The report urges legal action against senior Iranian leaders. This push could increase international pressure on Iran, affecting future diplomatic engagements. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports on the controversy surrounding the Iran deal and its impact on the polymarket decision. Traders are contesting that a decentralized voting system allowed a few whales to influence a massive financial outcome. The ramifications could affect investor confidence globally. Separately, Israel Hayom Business anticipates the Bank of Israel lowering interest rates. Analysts predict a drop to 3.5%. This move could ease the burden on mortgage holders, potentially boosting consumer spending. And finally, Ynet Business warns that the next financial crisis might start in consumers' shopping carts. The growing trend of buy now, pay later and private credit links everyday spending to global financial markets, sparking concerns about hidden vulnerabilities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.